Let us now listen to the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Things that cause sin will inevitably occur, but woe to the one through whom they do occur. It would be better for him if a millstone were put around his neck and he be thrown into the sea, than for one to cause one of these little ones to sin. I tell you, be on your guard. If your brother sins, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. And if he wrongs you 7 times in one day and returns to you 7 times saying, 'I am sorry,' you should forgive him." And the apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." Jesus replied, "If you had the faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you." The Gospel of the Lord. If a brother wronged you 7 times in one day, it comes back to seek mercy and forgiveness, then you ought to forgive him 7 times. Forgiveness and love. These are qualities that belong to divine. They are not necessarily human. Both forgiveness, seeking forgiveness, and forgiving others requires a certain amount of genuine awareness or self-knowledge of who we are. Or as the spiritual writers would say, it requires a certain degree of spiritual maturity. I want you to pay attention and listen. I'm going to try to knit us a presentation, an understanding of what I mean. In our first reading from Wisdom and also in the Psalms, we're reminded once again that we belong to God, to nobody else. It was God who formed us and knitted us in our mother's womb. I believe that spiritual maturity begins right at that very moment of self-awareness of our relationship with God. And the more we embrace this awareness, this truth, that we belong to God, we are connected to God, we are yoked to God, it's at that point that we begin to grow in our relationship to God. It truly all begins with self-awareness that it's God we belong to, and not to the world. And the more and the deeper we are able to embrace that truth, the closer our relationship is with God. And it can grow and grow and grow throughout our lifetime. It just doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen with one singing of praise and glory to God. It must be nurtured. It must be cultivated. Self-awareness, who we truly are. And when we truly are able to become aware and embrace who we are, it's something we have to live with and accept daily, something we're just aware of throughout the day, that God is in us and that we belong to him. As I said, it's then that our spiritual journey really takes off. And our relationship with God begins to increase. And the closer to God, and the closer we form this intimate relationship with God, the greater we become aware of our shadow side. The adversities in our lives. Sin. It's then, as we move closer to God, we begin to realize how unlike God we are chosen to be. It's then that with a contrite heart we can truly say, Lord, have mercy on me, for I am a sinner. Again, it begins with self-knowledge. It begins then with growing in our self-knowledge. There we're able to open up our hearts and allow the light and the grace of God to reside in us. It's all about this spiritual journey. Now, it's real easy to seek forgiveness, and God will forgive us as many times as we ask for forgiveness, provided it is truly with a sincere and a heartfelt sorrow for our sins. First, creating us more in our own image than continuing to grow in the image of God. Never forget that we possess both part of the divine and the part of the flesh. We are spirit, we are flesh. We grow in God's forgiveness. We accept forgiveness, but being able to forgive others, that takes a lifetime. It really does. We know who we are. We have received God's mercy and forgiveness. We understand how it transforms our life. And it's then that we begin to realize the need to forgive others. As I said, that takes kind of a lifetime to do. It's like planting that mustard seed in our heart that Jesus spoke about in today's gospel. And once it is planted, it needs to be cultivated. That seed needs to be nurtured. We need to begin to continue to pray for forgiveness, to grow more in the likeness of God, and at the same time to forgive those who have offended us. And we're only going to be able to do that if we pray in the words of the apostles, O Lord, give us that faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.